podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
Game week.
This is my moment. This is my perfect moment with FPL. This is what the game week gods meant. This is my perfect moment with you, dear game week listener. Not often, Dan, is it that you sign an out-of-form player, he gets benched, but then comes on and scores a hat-trick when you've captained him. What a moment. Dan, I think you call it instinct. Is that right?
I don't know what you're on about.
Son Heung-min is who I'm talking about, Dan. I mean, I so rarely get this right. This is all about the knowing when a player is going to return to form. What is it that everyone says? Form is temporary, class is permanent. And he was always going to deliver, as I said on last week's podcast, Dan. I'm a man of my word. I signed him. I captained him. All the speculation was about him being dropped. You were messaging me, getting inside my head, going, he's not looking good. He's going to be dropped. He's going to be rested. He was dropped. Imagine my nerves at that point. I'm like, oh, dear.
I'd have thought it was very proud day.
Massively.
Proud day in the Dyson household, wasn't it? When your son was on the bench.
Yeah, no, I don't even tell my I've gone past that in telling family members about how I do on fantasy football. They're just not interested. They just roll their eyes, every single one of them, except perhaps my brother Tom. He's the only one that's interested. But and then he came on and he scored a hat trick. I mean, it's the stuff of dreams, really, in fantasy football. These are the moments I live for.
I remember Salah doing it against Palace.
Once. Yeah, come on, that's a bit more obvious, isn't it? Really, it's all about the timing, though. It's timing. You get that feeling in your gut, Dan, don't you?
Is that indigestion?
Gut instinct. the gut instinct is what this game's all about, Dan. And it happens to me about once every three seasons. I have a moment like that. But, I mean, yes, last week was all about the star man, Son Heung-min. It's back-to-back 19-point returns against Leicester, which I didn't even realise. That wasn't even part of my thinking, looking back at how we'd done in the past. I saw one video where his first goal against Leicester was virtually exactly a carbon copy of his goal against Leicester not long ago.
That was from Billy Husky. He sent that over, yeah.
Oh, was it? Thank you, Bill. It was a great day, but I was just still amazed that the triple captain is out there, though. 304. Triple captain in 19 points on Heung-min. I mean, how you can have the nerves to throw a triple captain down when he's out of form?
Well, I guess they have even more instinct in this, judging by how you're
playing it. I mean, but the confidence. I mean, I did have the feeling, but I never have the confidence, you know. But maybe this is where my season turns around, Dan. Spurs did very well, didn't they?
Eventually, yeah.
Three players in the team of the week, not just some. Kane's in there with 10. Bentancur, he seems to be having an all right season, doesn't he?
Not in FPL terms, that's his first goal for
that
Tom
was his first so. Real point return, wasn't it? But is he more of a defensive midfielder, isn't he?
Yeah, more pretty much. Perisic was an annoying one because he got an assist, but obviously then we conceded two, and then he got booked after he'd been subbed off. On 54 minutes, he got a booking for coming on during the celebrations.
Wow. Oh, I didn't notice that. That's amazing. Oh, yeah. Awful. And he's in your team.
Yeah, I don't see that very much. He must have done it in a very stupid way. But, you know, in terms of it's in a corner celebration. But yeah. I bought in Perisic again this week. And De Bruyne, I bought in.
That wasn't disastrous. What, he got a couple of assists for you, didn't he?
Yeah.
The FPL plan destroyer, as you used to call him. He's still in there with 10. A fairly safe bet, obviously, but Haaland doing the business once again against Wolves. Always pops up with at least one goal. I suppose there are a few surprises in the in the team of the week. Bobby Reed being one of the... Oh, no, it wasn't Bobby Reed. It was Harrison Reed. Sorry.
If only it
was Bobby's boy. Because it was someone was... I think it was Rob on Twitter asking if I was worried about him coming back to haunt me ahead of the Fulham game. And I wasn't, but then it was a different Reed. Harrison Reed, who scored... It was like his first goal for the club in that... It was quite a sort of like a collapse, really, that...
2-3, two...
Yeah, that's three losses. Goals in about six minutes. And we keep having the lead. And at least we're scoring goals. That's the only thing I can take.
Oh, well, as long as you're entertained by this inevitable relegation.
We bought a lot of exciting players, spent a lot of money, we're scoring goals, but we may go down. You know, that's fine.
And bankrupt.
Yeah, I'm happy to yo-yo for a bit. As long as
I don't know how those parachute payments will work out when you've got 22 new players.
Yeah, I know. We might just hit the ground with a thump.
Yeah.
It's going to have to be one hell of a big parachute, isn't it? But I'm not sure. Well, I mean, Jesse is obviously on a one-year deal anyway, so he'd be gone. that's not started very well, that signing, to be fair. But, there's plenty of time to go, Dan. So, yeah, it was... Because I couldn't... The game wasn't on TV for some reason, even though it was on a Friday, and I had a problematic time with the streaming, and I missed both Forest goals, but I saw all three Fulham goals. So that was nice. Great technology on my side. Also, with 10 points was Jacob Ramsey, who did quite well for Villa last season, didn't he? I think you had him for a time. He popped up with a goal in what looked like a very dull game.
Villa, just as an FPO asset, are really kind of...
Yeah.
Not someone that's massively interesting to me at the moment.
No, and then Fabio Vieira with his first goal. I think it's his first goal for Arsenal.
Yeah, I think it was his first start.
Portuguese guy. Yeah, yeah.
Good result for Arsenal like that. They went to Brentford.
Looked so comfortable. They looked so comfortable. And like last season when they lost at the Brentford Community Stadium, what it's called, on the first day, didn't they? And... they looked so good. I saw about half an hour of it and they just looked completely comfortable, cruising to victory. Must be scary for someone about to face a North London derby, eh, Dan?
There's rumours that it might get called off for a tube strap.
Oh, yeah, why is it going to be called? Oh, because of the tube strap, of course. Well, yeah.
Which,
but
if that happens,
all in North London.
I don't know how it works in terms of why they're doing it, but Perisic, Kulusevski, Martinelli... I think that's it. That's three of my players I've got. I've transferred out Jesus this week.
I think
possibly foolishly.
It would be quite a hit, wouldn't it, if that game got called off for a lot of people. I hope they don't do that. But what was it? Palace Brighton was called off because of a tube strike, wasn't it? There is form in that department. But look, if it's all North London, surely all the local fans can just walk to the game.
It might not be especially safe.
Coming from all over the country. Right. Oh, so they're not allowed to walk to the game. It's so much safer when they're on the tube together.
I think that's more marshalled. I don't know how it works. I'm just saying it's... like you say, that was formed for it. It would be a bit odd, but I guess fans have to annoying. Get in and out of the area. And like, maybe on the way out, that's a bit more like they want
to
shepherd
it. It would be a crushing blow, to be honest. Yeah, I certainly have four players. Mind you, Zinchenko seems a bit of a crock, doesn't he? I'd forgot. I think he did this at Man City, kept getting injured. Or was he just being rotated at City? He might have just been getting rotated at City. He keeps picking up little injuries, I've noticed, since I've had him. That's quite annoying. I wish I'd gone for the other cheaper Arsenal.
Saliba.
Saliba, yeah. Have you got him?
No, he's such an annoying. He's one of those like made me lose mini league games and stuff. But he's one of them. The fixtures just didn't look good for Arsenal in terms of defending, you know, to have away, that doesn't scream clean sheet. And then Spurs, then Liverpool, Leeds away, those aren't, and then a blank in 12. So it doesn't sound amazing.
He's up to 4.9 now, William Saliba. He was 4.5 at the start of the season. What a turnaround that is.
It's not bad.
In eight
games. Their defenders did always look a good, like Ben White and Co. They're all pretty cheap considering they're pretty big club, so it seemed like a bargain area.
Yeah, and Ramsdale's still pretty good in goal, isn't he? So, I mean, you've got a fairly much safer keeper than they've had in previous years, I would imagine. But his dad wears a very strange hat, though, in the Arsenal documentary. I don't know if you saw that, Dan.
I only watched the last half hour.
Yeah, yeah. His parents went to see him playing, wore a very strange hat.
Oh, yeah. Anyway. Like googly eyes on it, or...?
No, it was just like... It was like a sort of strange pork pie hat. It seemed out of place. You know, if you're going for corporate hospitality at a football match, you know, and your son's playing.
I don't, unfortunately. I know you present as...
Well, you know, you're having your prawn sandwiches, everyone's in their finest, and then his dad turns up wearing a sort of novelty hat.
Like, if he got a little card and wrote press on it, he could have lobbed that into the corner of the hat and got access anywhere.
He might have got away with it. Actually, yeah, I've just seen there was a thread on Reddit saying, can anyone explain Ramsdale's dad's hat? Oh, right, sorry, you might have to edit this out now, Dan. It says, according to this, it says they're a Buddhist family, and that's why he was wearing that. Now I sound very...
Is that definitely real?
I don't know if that's real or not. I'm only just seeing this for the first time, which is why I'm there. He doesn't seem that Buddhist to me. Does he to you? I mean, does anyone seem Buddhist? He doesn't seem very Zen when I'm watching him play. God, I wish I hadn't looked up his hat. Maybe it was probably a good idea that I did look up Ramsdale's dad's hat. Yeah, it was sort of like a... Yeah, it's sort of like a different hat. Not really pork pie. Pork pie's not really selling it, but if you look it up, Dan, have a look. Look up Ramsdale's dad's hat.
I mean, this is going to give me some great Google searches. What a derailment this is.
So if it's religious beliefs, then fine. Great. It's not really an issue, but it just seemed odd. Yeah, it just seemed almost... It's almost like a sort of African tribesman hat meets a bucket hat, if you can imagine such a thing.
Maybe he just needs to get cold head.
Yeah, I mean, presumably, yeah, he's certainly got no hair there. I think.
I hope he isn't waving it around like Henderson does, like a loon.
That is a great cricketer's celebration that he does. I love that. I love it. Nice to see he's in the England squad. It's nice to have a Forest player in the England squad. Amazing. This is what it's all about, Dan. But, it's a massive game. We won't look ahead until the next week's pod, Dan, but the Leicester game is potentially, jobs are at stake on both sides in terms of managers, really.
Leicester played quite well in the first sort of 40 or so minutes.
I was a bit worried by their start. I was incredibly worried by their start, yeah. But it also went to pot after that, didn't it?
Yeah, but I mean, you would say that Son's two of those goals were pretty special goals.
Because they've still got Danny Ward in goal. I don't think he's helping their cause, is he?
You haven't said how many points he's got.
He's got 25.9% ownership, Danny Ward.
Yeah, he's a very good sub-keeper. Yeah.
Well, yeah, he's very cheap, yeah. But I mean, he's not getting many points, is he, really? But yeah, it's pretty cheap.
So what did you get this week?
Overall points, Dan, 64. I mean, it was mainly...
Average 50.
It was mainly a Son week for me. Didn't have enough players because Zinchenko actually dropped me down to 9 players. So, yeah, Jesus got a goal. Haaland got a goal.
Yeah.
That was, and then Trippier got...
a 5.
What did he get? Yeah, he got a 5.
Cheeky
assist, yeah. I think he hit the post with a free kick of his as well, didn't he? I remember the highlights. Yeah, yeah. He's certainly a must-have, isn't he?
55 for me, so a little bit above average, not a great week. But I think that Haaland captain in situation probably didn't help. But yeah, I used my 2-3 transfers. And looking ahead to the next week, the team that I've got sort of lined up doesn't look too bad. But as you say, I guess we'll touch on that next week.
Well, yes, because, I mean, there's still the international break happening. There's already been injuries, though, hasn't there? Already your man Nathan Patterson looks like he's out for a while, doesn't he? Stretched it off for Scotland.
I know, yeah. I was just about to get on him.
That now seems like Everton are all right. I'd like to nab the cheeky ones from your team. I mean, he's certainly a bargain this season, isn't he? So, But not now. Not anymore. You're going to have to get rid of him before he's...
I'll have to see what else happens injury-wise in these international breaks. The only thing that's interesting about these international games this week
is injuries, yeah. And I think Isak's got an injury, but I don't think it's a big one. There was someone else who had a quite a bad injury. Dina, I think.
Oh, yeah, one of your old favourites.
Everton. No, not Everton anymore. Is he a villain now, isn't he? Yeah. Had him at the start of the season. Got rid of him already. Well, anyway, look, there'll be more injuries by the time we reconvene, Dan. But, yeah, I just wanted you to know how well I...
Hopefully not our injuries.
Yeah, I just wanted you to know how well my transfer had done. Best transfer I've made.
Rare Mark Dyson podcast. A couple every year.
They used to happen a lot more, didn't they? So we're back on the other side of the National League, the International
Nations League.
The Nations League. Yeah, we'll be back on the other side of that. In the meantime, remember, it may be a fantasy, but it's serious.
Game week.
Sports Social Podcast Network.